USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dozens were feared dead after tornadoes and severe weather caused catastrophic damage across multiple states, tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
Football star and TV celebrity Michael Strahan caught a ride to space with Jeff Bezos' rocket launching company Saturday, sharing the trip with the daughter of America's first astronaut. Touchdown has a new meaning now, he tweeted after landing. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Joe Biden on Thursday downplayed his historic inflation crisis during remarks at the Summit for Democracy.
Not everybody's looking for a used automobile, but those who are, they're paying higher prices because of fewer of them, because of COVID and what was sold out and the like. So I think it's a real bump in the road.
Inflation is the number one concern for Americans, according to a CNBC survey. This month, inflation is at the highest level in 40 years. Prices are up 6.8% over last year, a new record. Labels placed on posts on Facebook accompanying so-called fact checks are opinion, lawyers for the social media platform's parent company said in a recent court filing. Television host John Stossel sued Facebook and two of its fact-checking partners earlier this year, accusing the entities of defaming him. Facebook placed a label over the video telling users it was missing context. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Joe Biden speaks to the widening political divide.
Appearing on NBC's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, President Biden lamented that the political divide is getting wider than ever.
The QAnon and the extreme elements of the Republican Party and what Donald Trump keeps sort of, seems to me, feeding, you know, with the big lie, it makes it awful hard.
Noting that he was late to the show's taping because he was giving a eulogy at Bob Dole's service, and he noted that while they disagreed, they were always ultimately friends. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki responded to new objections from Republicans and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin about the long-term cost of the president's Build Back Better agenda.
The way people experience it, and the president just said this as well, is not by looking at charts in the paper, right? As much as we love charts, because they're important for us to note, it's about their monthly budget and how much it takes to fill up their tank of gas, how much it takes to buy meat to have burgers for a barbecue. That's what I was saying. Why are people experiencing things, or why? Because, and we've talked about this a little bit before, but you know, a lot of it, what we're seeing in our data is people's psychology on the economy, on how they're experiencing things in the country right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.